Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Baby, to get started, let's get ready. Baby.
Who you calling, baby?
Be my baby. I saw The Wrecking Crew, the movie The Wrecking Crew. Richie, go see that movie. Kenny,
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Very nicely. It was a, you remember, they had a Kickstarter campaign for it a year or so ago, and that's how they got the money to produce it. It's so wonderful.
And tell everybody who The Wrecking Crew is.
The Wrecking Crew is the group of musicians. There are about 20 of them, I think 23, 24 of them, that during the 60s pretty much was the backup music for
70s.
Every hit.
Yeah.
60s, 70s, early 70s. For every hit that came out of Los Angeles, everywhere these guys were playing, and they were just superb how they all worked together, the sounds they were able to create.
Sonny and Cher, the Beach Boys, John Denver, Simon and Garfunkel, the Grassroots, Nat King Cole, the Mamas and the Papas, the Partridge Family, the Monkees, Bing Crosby.
Yep.
They played on every record you heard in the late 60s and 70s.
Yep.
Everything.
Well, the story is wonderfully well told, so you can check that out. In Indiana and around the country, there are people who are talking about what Governor Mike Pence said, and then his resolve standing firm on the state's new religious freedom law that allows businesses to turn away those who are lesbian or gay or bisexual or transgender. If you're a customer and they don't like the fact that you're a lesbian or gay or something like that, they can say, well, I don't want to do business with you, and be sending you on your way. What kind of lawsuits will come out of this remains to be seen. Pence says that all the discussion about it is a result of misinformation and misunderstanding. He also said that he wouldn't add protections based on sexual orientation to the anti-discrimination laws in Indiana. His decision to sign the law that allows Indiana businesses to cite their religious beliefs as a legal defense has triggered a lot of backlash. Here's the first one. Angie's List CEO Bill Osterly said that his company will pull out of a deal with the state of Indiana and the city of Indianapolis to expand their headquarters because of his disagreement with this law. Mr. Osterly said he opposed the passage of the bill, intends to keep speaking out against it, feels he can't accept state subsidies for his company's expansion, given his disagreement over the act. The critics of the bill say that it could allow discrimination against anyone who was gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender. We're going to be very vocal on this issue. I don't feel we can do that if we're taking state money, Mr. Osterly said over the weekend. We don't want to be bound by commitments in a deal given the current atmosphere in the state. The state promised tax credits for the expansion of Angie's headquarters, which is in Indianapolis, financing for a new parking garage, that kind of thing. The Angie's List, by the way, as a side story, one of the great American success stories and a great American company. What a brilliant, simple idea that has done wonders for people. Have you used, Rich, you used Angie's List?
I've never used it.
Never. Kenny?
I have not, but I haven't needed to yet.
Right.
It's a great place to go if you haven't used it. They're basically there to help advise you on where to get the right kind of help for
it's
whatever
like a
job
system for
local business,
home improvement, and local businesses. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
You know, anyway. our community, there's about 700 homes in our community, and we have a list on our Facebook page, and we all just say, yay, we use these guys, they were great, or we use these guys, and they weren't great.
Yep.
So
same idea.
Yeah.
So it's going to have its impact one way or another. Maybe this is a tempest in a teapot, or who knows, but it's something that people are talking about. Therefore, I bring it across to you. But one of the other things people are talking about today, the results of this weekend's activity, so down in March Madness to the Final Four, Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. And they are playing in Indianapolis. The first tip-off on Saturday, Duke versus Michigan, and then Kentucky will battle Wisconsin. Kentucky is undefeated this season, trying to become the first undefeated champion in decades in the March Madness playoffs.
They've got a good chance at it.
Yep. Exciting for those who like basketball, college basketball. See, there's one of the things that I was talking to someone about over the weekend, and this has come up every year that I can remember, how these athletes, these college athletes, are almost like professionals. There's so much money that's bet on this.
Yeah.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. And why it is that they don't just authenticate the fact that these players are treated differently, specially, given privilege, and in essence, they really do get money out of this. So what's the difference between this and the NBA? Not much.
They don't get paid. I mean, they get scholarships and housing.
Yeah, there's other stuff going on, though, behind the scenes.
You're not supposed to be.
I do. Alumni give a lot of money to these teams, to the players. They give them special consideration for things. They get cars. Some of them, they get wardrobes. They get
if they do,
trips.
And they get caught, they get thrown out.
Yeah, but they don't get caught because people in a lot of these colleges look the other way because they want to win.
They get caught all the time. Every year you hear of one or two stories where somebody gets suspended. What team just got suspended from March Madness for like 3 or 4 years? They're done for a couple of years because they were giving special considerations.
But you know, and I know, don't be naive. You always talk about how naive I am. There is plenty of this.
I know that it happens, but I also know that if you get caught, you get fined and penalized.
All right, here's something that will help you, not hurt you. Those of you who have, as the weather gets warmer, man, I saw a lot of people. This was a beautiful weekend here in Southern California, and we sort of underscored it yesterday down in Oceanside, Kenny. It was just beautiful. We tease Kenny, but every once in a while he says, when we were asking him about the weather, well, I saw a cloud yesterday. It was a nice breeze. It was just the right, just perfect weather. And there were a lot of people, because nice breeze, you go outside and you watch, if you do. I'm cognizant of people in their hair. I watch their hair blowing. Kenny's got a great head of hair. Richie's got a great head of hair. Jennifer's got a great head of hair. I'm okay. I'm getting actually some of those little spots you used to tease me about, Richie, because I use Previa. I don't use Previa all the time. I ought to use it more, and then more of the hair that was back there you used to tease me about would come back in. But if you look there now, you'll see that there's hair there that wasn't there before thanks to Previa. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It's safe. It will have no side effects on you. It's guaranteed, in other words, to work or your money back. Cleanse out the pores, lets the follicles come through, and there's an ingredient in Provia that helps make your hair thicker and easier to manage. Neat. It's a neat story. It really is. A great story for both men and women. Safe on colored hair, treated hair doesn't make any difference. So order it today by calling 800-525-8319. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. If your hair is getting thinner and you don't like it, take action now. 800-525-8319. The priority shipping will be yours free. They'll get it to you fast. Just mention Doug Steffen. Order it now and get your hair back. Provia. 800-525-8319.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Granger Choice.
The Granger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps, and with Granger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Granger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/choice or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
All right, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I focusing now on what the problem is. There's always a problem, right?
Always.
I like to discuss problems and then offer solutions. The United States of America is running out of places to stash the overflow in oil. So this is going to drive crude oil prices down because there's no place to put it. They want to sell it, move it. So the oil that's produced here is going to, and I'm still going to ask this question maybe in a rhetorical sense, why are we buying any imported oil at all? We are outpacing our ability to refine the oil by a million barrels a day. That is what we're producing.
Yeah, we're beating Saudi Arabia in oil production.
Why do we have any oil coming from any place is the question. 8.2 million barrels stocked away last week alone. They find these caves in the ground, and that's where they dump the oil. Apparently, right now, 520 million barrels of oil is in storage, up 48% from last year. The tanks, the caves, all of these places that they put this stuff, oil is down to $48 a barrel today.
Yeah, Mr. President, we're full.
Yeah. Let's see here. In Cushing, Oklahoma, 71 million barrels of storage space is occupied. That's up 24% from last October. So the ripple effect, I'm just wondering, Kenny, what I see. Yesterday I paid $3.13 per gallon of gas. During the height of us being flooded with oil, the price was down to below $3. They blame it on the fact that there are a couple of refineries offline here in California. You buying that?
No, I don't believe anything that they have to say.
No,
there is a refinery offline in Southern California.
I think there are two of them that are offline.
Right.
But that is, this extra cost is like 40 some odd cents more in just the last month or so. I remember when I first got out here in the middle of February, the price of gas was $2.90, $2.93, $2.94, and now it's up not 40 cents, it's up about 20 some odd cents. I just don't understand how people don't get all worked up about this and try to make enough noise so that the price changes. 21 after the hour, and good day.
The
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Some of his hits. John Denver reaching the top spot on the charts with this song on this day in 1974. It was his first number one song. I find this hard to believe. I know that there were three other songs that had come out before this. Annie's song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy and I'm Sorry. Take Me Home Country Roads made it to the number two position. The others were in the top five. Rocky Mountain High cracked at number 10, number 9, number 8 in there. He wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane for Peter, Paul, and Mary. Won an Emmy for his TV special, An Evening with John Denver. There was something about him that just resonated with so many people.
He was honest.
People.
Yeah. It was pure and honest music and lyrics and the sound.
You
know, and
the story about, I mean, you if you listen to the lyrics of Annie's song, you cry. The story about his love for his first wife, and she just kind of leaves him. And he doesn't understand. If you listen to the lyrics, you get that. That's not this song, but if you do have any song, actually, Richard, if you have any song you can play, we ought to have a montage.
No, not even close. I'm not going to do that.
Why? That's a great song.
You don't
want me to cry?
Trying to make everybody cry is really not the purpose of this
program. No, but there's emotion that we tap into. All of us are affected by the emotions that are wrapped around some of the songs that we've all sort of had as a part of the, they call it the soundtrack of our lives. You can certainly identify with Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
Absolutely. And but that's upbeat and fun. That's what we're all about.
Roads.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's have some fun.
Yes.
Let's do it. Yes, all right. So you can have some fun. This is not an upbeat.
No, it's not.
Necessarily.
It's
so
not.
We're
nice
upbeat
way.
Ones. Okay,
but,
so where are they?
You want people to like start...
No, I want people to think about... Oh, stop it, will you please?
That doesn't make me cry.
No. I think you need to be in touch with your emotions. If you understand
that's
how
about as in touch as I get.
Minds,
sorry.
Right, I know, because yeah. You're in denial of your true
that's right.
Feelings.
Totally.
You don't know really what your mind... Actually, there are a lot of tricks that your mind plays on you. I was reading about the experimenters... Unlabeled samples of Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola were given to study groups. Not one single tester could tell the difference between the two of them. What an indoctrination. And three out of the four testers chose Coke because apparently the label, what they found in the research is the label activated parts of the brain associated with your memory. The Pepsi label did not. So the Coke label resonates with people. The Pepsi doesn't. And everybody thinks they taste the same. So there's an interesting thing about what goes on in your mind. Here's something else in your mind. Most scientists argue that there is no evidence that playing classical music to babies increases the power of their mind. However, children who learn to play a musical instrument can develop their mental skills further and faster than those who do not learn how to play a musical instrument. And I know this is true.
My
I've
kids
seen it exemplified take, any yeah, number of
you
times.
Have to have your kids take some kind of a musical instrument. Yeah. Even if they're terrible.
Yeah.
Have
them
do
it. For their mind. See? Now, I helped out people with that information.
Good job.
28 after. This is a good day.
Tax fraud alert. Crooks send emails and texts and make phone calls claiming you owe the IRS money. AARP's John Dolphiné.
Some of the fraudsters actually threaten to arrest you or have you deported. And sometimes they even know all or part of your Social Security number. They've stolen it from some other source. Another thing they do is rig caller ID to actually have the words IRS pop up. So it seems like that call is coming from the IRS. They want you to take the taxes they say that you owe, put them on a prepaid debit card, and tell them the card number. And this is always going to be a scam.
The IRS only contacts people via snail mail and never asks for payment with a debit or credit card. And if you use a tax preparer, don't mail or fax your documents. Go in person. And if you file electronically, use a password-protected wireless network. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Know-how. Buying regular oil is like buying one-ply toilet paper. It gets the job done, but things can run a little rough. Luckily, Napa's got Mobile One Synthetic for just $5.99 a quart. At $5.99 for a quart of Mobile One, you should save just enough change to spring for the good stuff. Two-ply. Oh, yeah. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 3/31.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me, lay it all away. Gonna be a good day today. Bills and
33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program with R. McFadden. Say hello, Richie.
Hey, how you doing?
There it is.
What's up?
That's Kenny. That's not Kenny's voice. This is Kenny's voice, Ken Kessler's voice.
Good morning. Happy
morning. Morning.
He sounds so much more pleasant than I do.
He does.
That's
one of those things. Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from a filmmaker named Andy Davidzity. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? David Davidzity.
It looks like David Hazy.
Yeah, but maybe that's not how it's pronounced. Anyway, not important his name. He's embarked on a hike of the Pacific Crest Trail, which stretches, 2,600 miles. Goes all the way from Mexico up to Canada. Along the way, he took a selfie at every mile. Today's video is a time-lapse mini-movie of all of those selfies. Really good, it's one of those things that when you're looking for something to make you feel good, this is the answer. You will feel good looking at this video of the day. So check it out at DougSteffen.com along with our poll about March Madness. Speaking of things, I was drinking some orange juice and did it too fast, Richie.
Watch that orange juice.
The pictures that we get, we were talking earlier about the selfies we took yesterday in Oceanside that are on the Facebook page. I don't know, Jennifer took some. Those didn't seem to be the one that got posted. The ones you can't see anything are the ones that are posted. Anyway, here's a story from today's show at DougSteffen.com about Coachella and Lollapalooza. There are a number of music festivals that are banning these selfie sticks from the concert grounds. on a list of the prohibited items on the Lollapalooza site. The festival says they've outlawed, quote, GoPro attachments like sticks, selfie sticks, and monopods, while Coachella similarly frowns on using selfie sticks. Why is this a problem? Are these getting stuck in people's eyes? Kenny, why are selfie sticks? I thought the first time I saw one was when that boob Kevin Hart ran out on stage, I think at the Emmys or Golden Globes or something, with one of them, and did his usual "I'm calling attention to me" routine. And I'd never seen them before, but apparently they've been around for a while. But is there a danger because the selfie sticks would break, or they will
there's
fall
potentially
up?
A danger. They're also they're a hazard, and they're an obstruction. It's the same reason you can't have you can't take umbrellas into football stadiums.
Oh, put them on. Yeah, okay, makes good sense.
Here's the official quote. No, it's not official. They just simply find them annoying. In addition to being potentially dangerous, I will tell you, as a at the end of this month, I will be going to my 18th New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Yep.
And there, people have flags, poles everywhere because it's such a big crowd. Hey, how can I find my friends? Well, I'm at the flagpole with the rubber chicken flying off of the top of it, or the Irish flag, or the whatever it is. The Maryland Terrapin flag, and that stuff's all over the place. Beach balls everywhere. So I don't see this as a big deal, but apparently they did.
But that's you, Richie. And not them.
You know what? If somebody's holding a selfie stick up in front of me and I can't see, I turn my head 6 inches to the left and all of a sudden it's out of my way.
No, I would just yell at him, please, down in front. That's what I do.
You wouldn't last long.
Well, the other thing that they're doing with these, they're illegally recording the concerts.
Illegally. Ah.
Which is another problem.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Really? Everybody in that audience has a cell phone. They can hold their arm up and hit record, and they do. Yeah. So if you think banning selfie sticks is going to keep them from illegally recording and publicizing, and that whole argument is stupid anyway. Pearl Jam proved...
Stupid Americans.
We stupid Americans. Yeah. Pearl Jam, one of your greatest bands. They proved that you should let everybody record everything and spread it all over the internet, because then that makes everybody want to go to your concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead did that for decades.
The Dead was like, sure, whatever.
And they went, you're dead.
Yeah, and now certain concerts are worth lots of money because it was so rare.
Wow. The natural gas that feeds most of our homes. Richie, you have heat natural gas?
I do.
Kenny, you have natural gas in your house?
Yeah, I think so. We don't need it, but...
You got to heat the water somehow.
Right, right.
Have a hot water in a shower. Yeah, I read that.
There's this big pipe that comes into the house. I don't know what it does. Yeah,
so more and more people, the people who are distributors of natural gas, you don't manufacture it because it's just there. I remember I've told stories many times driving across the country as a kid to visit my grandparents in Illinois. I never really realized, going through Ohio and Indiana, you'd see these tall stacks and flames coming out of the stacks.
Right.
And I never knew what it was. What was going on then was the gas that was coming out of the ground in association with oil being drilled out of the ground was the excess gas was just burned off. To the tune of billions and billions and billions of cubic gallons or whatever, however they measure this stuff, in natural gas being just burned off. There is so much natural gas. That's why it's so cheap. So much, so many people who want to use it, although there are times, and you see the explosion of the building in New York last week as an example of this, somebody fiddling around with gas because it is dangerous if you don't have it properly piped in. I mean, it's just one of those very explosive things. And that's what brought that building down, somebody screwing around with the coupling. As a matter of fact, I believe the reason that they were screwing around with it is because they wanted to disconnect the meter so that the restaurant, at least this is the rumor floating around, the restaurant on the bottom floor didn't have to pay for the gas.
Yeah, they're looking at tampering.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so anyway.
You know who owned an apartment in that building? Pretty well. Drea De Matteo from the Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
Really?
She lived there for 23 years.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the point of my making you think about how you're getting your fuel for your heat, whether it's your home or your water, whatever it is that the capacity needs that the gas companies have, the oil companies have different ways. You know, there are 80-some-odd pipelines actually go across the country, and there are more and more of these pipelines being used. As a matter of fact, as a result of the defeat of the pipeline to bring the oil from Canada down to Mexico, there are two or three different oil pipelines that go across sort of southern Canada, northern New York State, down through parts of New England, and then down south. And there are four or five different ways of combining these oil pipelines together. They're carrying three times as much oil now as they were before the vote because they just found a different way of getting the oil down there. It's a longer trip. But there also are, because of that, they're strangely enough have developed a lot of leaks along these oil pipelines, and that didn't happen. It happened just before, coincidentally, the vote. Isn't that strange that there would be, coincidental to the vote, a lot of oil leaks that didn't exist before? And strangely enough, when they go check to find out what the source of the leaks are, there are bullet holes in these oil pipelines. All right, now, fast forward to the natural gas. There's no way that you're going to, that hopefully anybody's stupid enough to shoot a hole in the gas. As a matter of fact, they make these gas pipelines so thick that they can't be penetrated. But a lot of people are pulling the NIMBY card. You know what the NIMBY card is?
Not in my backyard.
Nope. So more and more people want more and more gas, but residents do not want the new pipelines to come through their neighborhoods and into their towns. So hello, duh. How are you going to get this? If you don't allow them to put more pipes in. I don't understand what people are thinking, but that's really, especially in my six-state region in New England, there are more and more people want this gas because it's so much cheaper. They're always digging up the roads around me, putting new gas pipelines. But they don't want they don't want the big above-ground pipelines. I know one of the fields that I use for hay and corn has a gas pipeline runs underneath it. We had to figure out how deep it was before we could plow the field. Because
call Miss Utility, right?
Well, not
for sure
that.
On
so
that.
You dig a hole, you hit the pipeline with a plow, and you rip it open. It'll be curtains. Good night and goodbye to everybody who's within a
bring the marshmallows and the wieners
in any direction. Exactly.
About to be a campfire.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood, there's I saw these like little yellow pipes sticking up out of the ground, and I never realized. And one day I'm riding my bike by there with Sean or something like that. And I said, stop. And I said, Sean, let's see what this is. Jet fuel pipeline that goes to Dulles Airport from the refineries. So all of these airports, the big major airports, they get the jet fuel just piped directly into the tanks from wherever the refinery is.
Hmm. All right. There's some more food for thought for you, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, moms and dads, up next, Dr. Bruce Schanelhoff, who is one of our medical intuitives in a manner of speaking, reading between the lines of last week's medical news that came from conventional stories and conventional sources to give you a different way of interpreting some of the medical news. That's up next here as a service of Good Day.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought.
How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Over the past few years, all-terrain vehicles have embedded themselves deeply into our culture. ATVs give us the freedom and ability to explore the outdoors like never before. And now there's one more reason for people to get out and enjoy the off-road experience. Bryce Wernsman with Polaris explains.
The single-seat sit-in Polaris Ace combines the size and handling of an ATV and the comfort of a side-by-side for a new off-road riding experience. The result is a more rider-centric design that's comfortable, capable, and inspires confidence on any terrain.
What are some of its features?
The Ace comes in two ProStar engine options offering either 32 or 45 horsepower. Its 48-inch width makes it trail-capable and easy to transport as it fits in the back of most pickup trucks. Seasoned and novice riders alike will appreciate the overall vehicle performance, secure riding position, and overall ability to experience the trail like never before.
For more information, visit Polaris.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, we have with us entrepreneurial Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who runs a clinic in Encino, California. Or is that Studio City? No, you're in Encino, I think, aren't you?
Encino? Yeah.
Encino, yeah, right. That is all about your back. It's a decompression chamber. I almost said decomposure. That probably wouldn't work too well. So Bruce has a great website. It's 818newback.com. And in that website, he is able to present more evidence that he highlights here on the program that is contrary to a lot of the information and literature put out by the AMA and its standard process of giving you information that may not be 100% accurate. So what do we have today, Bruce?
Well, good morning, Doug. Yesterday I went to a town hall meeting with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who may be running for president, as you know. And I had prepared a few comments and a question, but because it was a standing room only crowd, there was well over 1,000 people there, and I was unable to get to a mic. But I think my comments are worth presenting here this morning, and they are as follows. The U.S. has a grotesquely expensive healthcare system that consumes 18% of our GDP, our gross domestic product, or approximately $3.8 trillion a year. That's trillion with a T. Now, by comparison, France spends 11% of their GDP, and for that, they insure everyone. They have the number one ranked healthcare system in the world, and their health is ranked about number one. The U.S., by contrast, is ranked around 40th in the world in terms of its healthcare system and in terms of our health on most metrics. We have a corporate medical complex that economically thrives on our ill health. We have government regulatory agencies that have a revolving door with Big Pharma. There have been 4 congressional reports that have been highly critical of financial conflicts of interest at the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. There has been falsified medical research that has been found in both the public and private sectors. this so-called science-based allopathic model of healthcare that we have here in America has sought to limit access to every other form of healthcare, such as acupuncture, naturopathy, and chiropractic. And in spite of the fact that studies have shown higher patient satisfaction with them than allopathic doctors. And this allopathic model of healthcare that we have in the U.S. is the cause of 1,000 patient deaths every day. But alas, I was unable to get to ask Senator Sanders what he would do about it, other than perhaps making me the head of the FDA. So I guess the best thing we could do is elect him and find out
what happens. Elect Bernie Sanders. A lot of people thinking that. Bruce Shanahoff, 818newback.com is his website. Thanks, Bruce.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This theme from the movie Rocky, winner of the Best Picture Oscar this week in 1977, 38 years ago. Gonna Fly Now was number one and also won at the Oscars. The movie did extraordinarily well as well. And as a result of that, we have some memories from the movie in a matter of moments for you, just to sort of go back in your mind. Is there anybody who hasn't thought they or experienced some one of these Rocky movies? I think there's been, what, six of them, seven of them?
Something like that.
And they're all great lessons, great stories about life. So, at any rate, we'll focus on that in a moment, plus movie news and the box office totals. Trucker's not here today, but Kenny's got the totals for us, so we'll breeze through those and give you some more information in just a moment here on Good Day.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud production supporter of Ken Burns Presents Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman, a vivid account of how far we've come in the fight against cancer. Dr. Luis De Janeiro, President and CEO of LLS, the world's largest voluntary health organization dedicated to blood cancer cures.
We're especially gratified that this documentary showcases treatment advances pioneered by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, such as groundbreaking work in targeted therapies for certain forms of leukemia, Each day, new treatments are extending patients' lives, not by days or weeks, but by decades, with survival rates doubling, tripling, and even quadrupling for some patients since the early 1960s. We can't prevent or screen for most blood cancers, so until there is a cure, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society will continue to fund promising research from bench to bedside.
The film airs on PBS stations nationwide from March 30th through April 1st. To learn more, visit lls.org.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, so as this is the day we honor the this movie started a whole set of interesting experiences in culture in our country. These are some of the things you best remember in terms of sound from Rocky.
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky.
Look at his face. Is that a face you can trust or what? Huh? Is it? They'll stick this face on a stamp. What do you think?
When you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I've waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're going to heat lightning and you're going to crack thunder. You're going to become a very dangerous fight.
The fight can go that distance. You see, and that bell rings and I'm still standing. I'm going to know for the first time in my life, see, that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
I could have been Doug Steffen.
Well, that was the other movie with Marlon Brando. I could have been a contender. Anyway, what great, great memories. Hugh Jackman's tenure in the role of the Wolverine, and many people think this made him a star, will be coming to an end. He took to Instagram this weekend with a cryptic post teasing that the upcoming third standalone Wolverine film will be his last. I don't know that that affects me a whole lot or many of you, but his 17th year involved in playing this character one way or another. Last movie hits theaters March of 2017. He was in X-Men Days of Future Past, I think, also. Right, so he's been in that role in any number of movies. All right, so Kenny, how do we do at the box office over the weekend?
Let's see. At number 10 was Sean Penn's The Gunman with $2 million, only grossing $8 million so far.
It's a horrible movie.
New religious movie, Do You Believe? I think that's from the same people who did God Is Not Dead last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was in ninth place with $2.15 million. The second best Exotic Marigold Hotel was number 8.
Cute movie.
Liam Neeson's Run All Night, number 7. Kingsman, mm-hmm. The Secret Service was number 6 with $3 million, takes it up to $119 million.
How much did Liam Neeson's movie brought in?
$23
million. Yeah, not a success.
Not doing very well.
Dark. It's a dark movie.
The new horror movie It Follows in 5th place with $4 million. New Cinderella from Disney at, in 4th with $17 million. Insurgent, $22 million in 3rd. The Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart movie Get Hard in 2nd place with $34 million. And DreamWorks Animated Home in 1st place, $54 million in its first weekend.
Go see The Wrecking Crew if you go to the movies and enjoy stories about the old days in rock.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.